Every Tuesday, we get up to the minute for our health with Dr. Bruce Phillips from Jennings County Well Care. Good morning.
Good morning, Joe. You know, one of the most challenging things as a parent is getting your kids to go to bed at night. And so I thought today we'd talk about some good habits and routines to get into to help your kids get down and lay down and go to sleep instead of ask for that 39th cup of water or whatever the case may be. And we've all been there. And the key is that getting your kids to go to sleep at night does start well before it's time to go to bed. And it starts with a little bit of room prep, because the best thing is darkness. And this time of year, when it stays light until 10 o'clock at night, we need to get some shades or curtains in the window that darken the room down and allow the kids to go to sleep. And the other thing is, you know, with technology, we've gotten a habit of letting our kids take advantage of technology, and they don't get out and burn off all that excess energy that they have stored up in those little bodies. And so a good idea to get them out and have playtime, run time, whatever needs to happen to wear them down and get them ready for then calming down. And certainly it helps if we give them good foods that kind of slow them down. You know, we have energizing foods, and certainly sodas and sugary snacks and all those types of things can energize your system. And so we want good vegetables and meats and proteins that calm the system down, and the system goes into a mode of resting and digesting. And speaking of eating, you don't want to feed them right before bedtime. You want to give their body a chance to get the digestive process started and then start to calm down. And so about 2 hours before bedtime, probably the only thing they should be doing is drinking some water and allowing that digestive process to slow down so that their bodies can slow down. And see, the, you know, I guess it's really popular now that parents are giving their kids melatonin. And in order for the pineal gland to work properly, it needs that darkness. Light stimulates the pineal gland, and it's, you know, it's activated by the eyeballs, and it goes right back to the pineal gland. So we need that darkness. We need to dim the lights and lower that energy in the house and get them calming down, get them into their pajamas and ready for nighttime. And then, like I say, the room is really dark for them to go ahead and go into sleep time. And if we're giving the melatonin, that actually competes with the natural melatonin that's made in the body. So your body's going to, over time, make less and less. So if you're thinking about any melatonin products, try to think of melatonin precursors. That way the things are there to make the melatonin, but if the body's still producing melatonin, it's not going to down-regulate the pineal gland. And so, and that goes for all types of things. You know, there's things that you can take that the body naturally makes, and you don't want to down-regulate those pathways in the body. So get your kids away from screens. The blue light really activates the pineal gland. Away from TVs. Maybe get them looking at a book or something like that, so that systems just start to wind down and they're ready for rest. And probably the most important thing is just have a routine, a consistent bedtime, so the body gets used to that. And then you're going to have way more success than if you're doing all the opposite things. And there are certain supplements that are natural and certain essential oils that you can use and diffuse into the rooms that help with sleep time. So if you have questions or challenges with your kiddos, we'd love to talk to you out at the clinic and give you some advice on supplements that you could implement as well. But just starting some of those habits, I think, would go a long, long way.
Probably help a lot of us adults too.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, sir. Dr. Bruce Phillips, Jennings County Well Care, bringing us up to the minute for our health.